Welcome back to our Claritas U course on abortion. Now, in this lesson, I'm going to share with you my favorite books on the topic. Now, I can't tell you how many books and articles that I've read on the topic of abortion over the years. Dozens and dozens, maybe even hundreds. But in my view, these are the best, the ones that you should definitely check out. First up is Persuasive Pro-Life, How to Talk About Our Culture's Toughest Issue, and it's written by Trent Horn. Now, you of course know Trent from the expert interview in our course right here at Claritas U, so you already know how helpful and insightful Trent is. In my mind, Trent is the most effective Catholic pro-life apologist living today. He spent years visiting college campuses to dialogue with pro-choice students and skeptics. He's debated leading pro-choice scholars and apologists. And on the Catholic Answers Live radio show, he often welcomes pro-choice callers to phone in and engage him about the topic of abortion. He's just a total master at these conversations. Well, this book, Persuasive Pro-Life, collects all of his wisdom, all of his best tips and strategies into one place. Is by far the most comprehensive book that I've come across on the topic. This book answers every major argument, and it even includes copious footnotes. There's over 50 pages of footnotes in this book. But as is typical with Trent's writing, the book is extremely clear, very practical, and each chapter closes with a fictional dialogue where you can actually see his tips and strategies being used in real conversations. So it's not just abstract teaching. So if you can't tell, I absolutely love this book. And if there's one Catholic book you should get on the topic of abortion or pro-life apologetics, this is unquestionably the one that you want. Now, the next book I'll recommend is titled Three Approaches to Abortion, A Thoughtful and Compassionate Guide to Today's Most Controversial Issue. And this one's written by Dr. Peter Kraft. Now, this is more of a philosophical reflection than a guide to practical discussion skills, but it's very, very good. Dr. Kraft, after all, is one of our premier living Catholic philosophers who's known for his clarity and wit. You might remember him from our course on evil. He was our expert interview there. What also stands out in this book is Dr. Kraft's compassionate tone. There's no anger, no patronizing, no pretense. This is a book that I'd feel comfortable giving to a pro-choice friend or family member to ask what they think about it because it's not offensive. The three approaches that Dr. Kraft takes, which are mentioned in the title, are the impersonal approach, objective, logical arguments, the personal approach, a case from subjective motives, and the interpersonal approach, which deals with conversations between pro-life and pro-choice people. So it's a good, multifaceted, charitable book that, again, you'd feel comfortable passing on to friends who support abortion. The third book I'll recommend is titled Pro-Life 101, A Step-by-Step Guide to Making Your Case Persuasively, and it's written by Scott Klusendorf. Now, please don't be turned off by the awful cover, which looks like bad Microsoft clip art. This is a really good, really short, helpful book. It's more of a punchy booklet than anything else. Now, Scott Klusendorf is a Protestant apologist and pro-life advocate, and he's really well known for his effective conversations with pro-choice advocates. The main feature of this book is its simplicity. In fact, it only has three chapters. The first chapter is titled Making Sense of the Moral Chaos and kind of gives a general overview. The second chapter is titled Making Your Case, A Pro-Life Presentation to a Secular Group, which tells you exactly what to say and how to make the pro-life case. And then the final chapter is titled Helping a Friend Through a Crisis Pregnancy, which teaches you how to do just that, how to counsel and support a friend who's considering abortion. There's also a really great appendix with answers to common pro-choice objections and a section with some questions that you can ask pro-choice advocates in return. So if you're looking for the shortest and simplest book on abortion, then this one is probably your best choice. The fourth book that I'll recommend is titled Embryo, A Defense of Human Life, and it's co-written by Robert George and Christopher Tollefson. Now, both these authors are professors at Princeton University, so they bring a high-level analysis to the question, what are the unborn? Through rigorous science and philosophy, they make a compelling case that the unborn, even as embryos, are decidedly human, and that it's just as wrong to kill an embryo as a born human being. Now, a couple warnings about this book, though. First, it's very scholarly and thus pretty heady, so if you want something simpler, you might consider the other books that I've mentioned so far. Also, this one focuses exclusively on the embryo phase of development, which is perhaps more relevant for moral topics like embryonic stem cell research than abortion, since most abortions are performed after the embryonic stage. But the key value of this book for the abortion conversation is showing how the unborn, even at their earliest stage, are human. And remember, that's the one key question you want to keep coming back to in any abortion discussion. Are the unborn human? The fifth and final book that I'm going to recommend is another one by Dr. Peter Kraft, and it's titled The Unaborted Socrates, A Dramatic Debate on the Issues Surrounding Abortion. This one deals with the very serious subject of abortion, but it's a little more fun and accessible than some of the other books. That's because this whole book is essentially a play, a drama. The characters include Socrates, the great Athenian philosopher, Dr. Rex Herod, an abortionist, which is an allusion to King Herod, that killer of infants, Professor Attila Tarian, an ethicist, and Pop Psych, a psychologist. There are three main dialogues in the play: Socrates in an abortion clinic, Socrates at a philosophy convention, and Socrates in a psychiatric ward. Together, they represent the three most common angles at which people approach the abortion debate: the medical, the moral, and the psychological. So if you want to understand the abortion debate with both logic and a little bit of humor, then this dramatic debate by Dr. Peter Kraft is your best option. So those are my five favorite books on the topic of abortion. Next up, we're going to conclude this course with our live Q&A video on abortion. So get your questions ready, post them in the discussion forum, and I'll see you for the live Q&A.